Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
What is shaking, Rockaholics? Happy Tuesday.
What is shaking?
And all. Well, one thing that is shaking, I'm just curious. Do you guys bruise easily?
No.
You don't bruise easily.
The funny thing is sometimes I won't bruise. And then, like, weeks will go by. It's like, my bruises are, like, deep bruises. Like,
Then
all of a sudden I'll be like, why do I have a black and blue on my leg? And I'm like, oh, crap, that was from, like, you know, like, a month ago when Tatum kicked me.
Whoa. Like, okay, so I'm like a banana. I bruise, like, immediately.
Like a banana. I didn't know bananas bruised that
easily. They sure do. Very delicate. I'm a very delicate banana.
Why are you asking us this question?
The reason I'm asking is because we had a little incident with the dog with the cone. He knocked over this plant trying to come after, like not come after me, but just follow me. Knocked over a plant that was in a plant stand and the pot broke on my girthy calf.
Okay.
And immediately bruised. Like it was an instant bruise. Within like seconds of it happening. You don't bruise that easily.
It scratches. Scratches will show up. Like, if I scratch my head, all of a sudden it looks like a cat attacked me.
There
have been times where even, like, my wife would be like, what's going on with your back? Like, she knows I wasn't doing anything bad, but it looked like as if, like, I just left, like, a sex dungeon.
Oh, my gosh.
So I guess scratches do show up. Bruises, not so much.
Do you want to see my bruise?
No, because she's still showing it.
Look! That was last night.
I don't even see anything.
It's right there.
Oh, okay.
We would have just taken your word for it.
Oh my God, I probably need a bag of ice, you guys. I don't know if I'm going to recover from this.
It's barely.
Oh,
Danny, you're further away, so maybe you have an excuse for not seeing it. I'm like right there, and I still had to kind of squint to see it.
You're also not wearing your glasses today, Steve.
Oh, look, now she's getting aggressive.
Wow.
She's mad at us because we're not, like, you know, coddling her because of her big...
I'm going to bruise you, dude.
I'm so sorry you got a bruise. Would you like me to hold you?
No, I would like you to inform the Rockaholics with me.
Get her some ice.
Okay.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Hey, look at that. It's National Wine About a Stupid Bruise Day. Now I get why you did this entire conversation about bruises.
Very important holiday that many are celebrating. Many are observing it.
Actually, today, let's guess on what today's special day is. Are you ready?
Oh, God.
It's pretty easy, thanks to The Simpsons.
Who can take your trash out? Stomp it down for you. shake the plastic bag and do
is
the
Is it like Garbage Man Day?
It is National. Oh. I think it's World Garbage Man or Garbage Person Day.
Yeah. You're
sexist.
I'm sorry. Me
too. The Garbage Man.
Oh, the Garbage Man can.
The Garbage Man can, and he does it with a smile and never judges you.
Never judges you.
I'm sure the Garbage Man is judging
you. Oh, I know we've been judged, especially by the recycling guy.
Oh, because of the copious amounts of wine? So give a shout out to all the garbage men out there. Garbage people.
Yes.
Although I don't think I've ever, not to go down that road, but I don't think I've ever seen a female garbage man.
That would be a garbage woman.
Yes, I know. Maybe that's why I haven't seen one yet.
Not yet.
Have you?
Not in my neighborhood, I don't think.
No.
Uh-uh.
Huh. That would kind of make me do like a little like double look.
Yeah.
Like, oh, crap. Okay, look at that.
Shout out to all the garbage women.
Yeah, if there are any.
Yes.
Hey, let's talk about the Mariners. There was no runs yesterday. I mean, Logan Gilbert came back from the injured list. And he came back and pitched a really good game. I mean, you know, limited innings, but still not bad at all. They end up losing to the Boston Red Sox 2-0. Back at it tonight, but who cares about tonight? It's all about tomorrow afternoon as we're going to be there. Get discounted tickets and hang out with us as we'll be at the Mariners game. Go to KISW.com.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are now one win away from their first ever NBA title. They beat the Indiana Pacers 120-109 last night in Game 5. I did watch it. There was some moments where it was pretty close, but then right at the end of the fourth quarter, they just really ran away with it. So Game 6 is set for Thursday in Indianapolis. Let's go Pacers.
Did you see? I saw an article, and I didn't get like... I got kind of mad. I didn't get like screaming, yelling mad, but I read this article, and here's the first sentence of that article. It said the Oklahoma City Thunder are one win away from their first NBA title in 46 years after beating the Indiana Pacers. I'm like, what?
46 years?
This article was including the Sonics history.
Oh, no.
Clearly, this wasn't like, you know, King 5 or Como or, you know, the Seattle Times. This was like in another town, but I still, when I saw that, I was like, you have got to be freaking kidding me. Sadly, that's true.
Yeah.
They do own the history of the Sonics until we do get a brand new team. They're going to relinquish that history. But I didn't want to read that.
Don't count it.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid, if you ask me.
Also, for the hockey fans, Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final is tonight at 5 o'clock. Let's go, Oilers. Panthers are up in the series 3-2 going into the game this evening.
Showtime.
That's right, Barrett. Tonight, so I wonder who he's going to root for. You think he's going to go with the Panthers or he's going to go with the Oilers tonight?
I mean, he better go for the Oilers or else he's going to be sleeping outside in the treehouse.
Wow. Hey, don't make these threats unless you're willing to go through with them. That'd be so funny if tomorrow morning Tyron comes in and is like, sorry, I'm late, guys. My son, I made him sleep outside in the treehouse. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 74 degrees. It's going to be a sunny day, a great day to sleep in a treehouse.
Yes!
The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, you mentioned that tomorrow afternoon we will be at the Mariners game, and we would love for our rockaholics to play hooky with us and come to the game. And you can get discounted tickets at KISW.com. But why were we trying to convince a Mariners broadcaster to be a jerk to people at Future M's games yesterday? We're going to find out at 6:20.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yesterday, we were chatting it up with Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. about the return of pitcher Logan Gilbert.
Yes.
Last night, very exciting to have him back finally.
Pitched pretty good game. I mean, I think definitely the optimism is there to have him back in the lineup, for sure.
And Migs, a conversation that we were having with Gary led to a chat about an interesting theme night idea for the Mariners. Our players have some interesting nicknames. We've got Crawdaddy, we have Big Dumper. Logan Gilbert has his alter ego is Walter. Do you know where that comes from?
Yeah, so I love this. So Logan Gilbert is the greatest guy in the world. Just a sweet guy. Yet he has his alternate Walter because he needs to pitch mean. He wants to go out and crush you. He wants to dominate you. It's just not, it's not in his nature. It's not in his personality. So he turns to Walter when he pitches, and he gets really mean, and that's the guy you don't want to mess with. It's so funny because he is completely opposite off the field than he is on the field.
So is he Walter all day? Like the moment he wakes up, like he's just yelling at people, like he yells at the barista for his coffee not being hot enough. Like,
you know what's funny about that is, you know, especially when we're on the road and you don't talk to starting pitchers, right? Some are super intense, and they do carry it like it's an all-day thing. Even if I see them in the hotel before we get to the ballpark, I just steer clear and don't say anything because I don't want to be the guy that ruins his day by talking to him. So I don't test it.
Okay, I know you're not in charge of the marketing of the Mariners. I think you have enough on your plate. But if you were, I feel like we need to have like a Walter night at the Mariners game where all the fans show up and all the people who work for the Mariners. Everyone's just colossal D-bags to each other, like just jerks. Like I want some garlic fries, and the person who works at Kid Valley throws like a whole plate of fries at me. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Everyone just yelling at each other the whole time. Surly atmosphere the whole time. That's great.
Oh, welcome back,
that's
Walter.
That's a great idea.
And we're like, what the hell's going on here? Like, oh, it's Walter night. Oh.
Yeah, it's fine. It's Walter. It's okay.
Well, Gary,
that's a great idea.
We are so excited to be coming to the game this Wednesday, and we hope we get the chance to pop by and say hi to you.
Oh, for sure. We should get together for sure on Wednesday. That'll be super fun to have you there.
Now, promise us that you won't be a Walter to us.
I promise.
Awesome. We look forward to
I'm pretty sure I promise. Because I got to be honest, that sounds pretty fun.
I like envisioning the merch for Walter night.
Dude, like, you know how like J-Rod's got his t-shirts?
Yes!
Like, we have shirts that say, like, a Walter shirt.
Yeah.
And you know if you get anywhere near anyone who has a Walter shirt, just, you know, all bets are off.
Yeah.
It's like that restaurant was like the Dick's Last Resort where like
they're mean to you.
Where the waiters and waitresses are just complete and utter jerks to you. But you go into it knowing that.
Oh, yes. So let's hear a story from you, Steve, about a time that you were maybe a Walter.
Oh, I've never been a Walter. I'm always nothing
always
but
very
nice.
Even keeled.
Yes, always been. You know what one that pops into my mind? It's so stupid because, you know, I do the whole independent wrestling thing and my character is to be a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I have to remind myself that not everybody is ready to be treated like that. So, especially kids. So, for a while, I was wrestling like Eastern Washington and doing these shows outside of Washington. And one time I decided as I'm wrestling, I walked out of the ring and I'm yelling at people and I grabbed a kid's French fry and I ate it. And the whole place erupted. Like, it was great. The kid was laughing. So, I'm like, that became my thing. I would just eat people's food while I was having my match. Well, one of the times I went over to a kid and I'm yelling at this little kid and I'm like, and I'm going to eat your French fry. I took one. And then all of a sudden, this kid was not in on the joke and just started like, you could just see, like, you know, as a parent, like we are one more word away from full on waterworks.
Yeah.
So I got out of that situation real quick and I went over to the person who like runs your gear back to the backstage area, like your jacket or whatever you're not wrestling in. I was like, hey, can you buy another order of French fries and maybe like some chicken strips and just I'll pay you back after? And like I'm yelling at that person, like pretending in character. I'm like, yeah. But I'm like, can you just buy some French fries and bring it to that little kid over there? Because I feel really bad and maybe grab one of my t-shirts. I just felt like the ultimate, like I felt like a Walter.
The ultimate Walter?
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, God. I mean, there's definitely been a handful, but there was.
I feel like the alcohol is always involved when Tyron's a Walter.
Actually, this one was not. It was at Live Day many, 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 many years ago. And the Wi-Fi was not working at the venue that we were at that year.
Let's go.
And it was
I've never seen Angry Taryn.
We had like multiple meetings leading up to it with the team at this location. And so we get there, we're supposed to be streaming live and the internet is not working.
Uh-huh.
And I was livid. So I'm on the phone, I'm yelling at this dude that I've been meeting with for like weeks. And a girl that worked for us at the time goes, I've never seen you be mean before. You were really scary. And I was like, oh, good. Mission accomplished. Like, I was trying to be scary and I did it.
You know how like the Incredible Hulk slowly turns green when he gets mad? Like for you, it's like your hair starts getting shorter and you go from Taryn to Karen.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Well, what about you, Rockaholics? Tell us about the time when you were a Walter. When were you a complete jerk? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
Mariners pitcher Logan Gilbert, his alter ego, taps into his jerk side when it's game time and everybody calls him Walter.
Walter.
It's the mean version of himself who takes no crap from anyone. So we want to know, when were you a Walter? 206-803-ROCK. We want to hear the story of the time that you were a real jerk. Call 206-803-ROCK and we will take your calls after Queen. Mariners pitcher Logan Gilbert has an alter ego named Walter. It's the mean version of himself that he brings out on the days that he's pitching. So we want to know, when were you a Walter? When were you a jerk? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us the story. And we have someone on hold, Steve, that said that this happened 5 minutes ago.
Five minutes ago?
Yeah.
Let's go.
But first, we're going to check in with Mike from Covington. Mike, when were you a Walter? When were you a jerk?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Mike. How are you?
So, good. So, years and years ago, about 3 days before Christmas, my house was robbed, and they came in and stole all the Christmas presents, my wife's purse and everything, and the cops showed up, and they said, you know, sometimes these guys will steal the contents of the purse and throw it out the window, so if you want to drive around, maybe you'll find, you know, what's left of your wife's purse or whatever. So, I'm actually just enraged. I get in the car, I'm driving around, looking around, seeing if I can find my wife's purse. And this guy's tailgating me, and I just lost it. I mean, I just lost it. I slammed on the brakes. I pulled over. I ran up to his window, and I'm screaming at him. I said, "You picked the wrong day to tailgate somebody." And he kind of gets out of his car slowly. I rip my shirt off my body
what?
Like some crazy person, and I say, "I'm gonna crush you, man." And he says, "Sir, you know, what happened?" I said, "You know, my house was robbed and blah, blah, blah." And he goes, "Well, sir, I'm a pastor at a local church. And, you know, I'd like to invite you and your family, and we'll give you a very beautiful Christmas. I'm so sorry you were robbed." And I went from 6 feet tall to about a half inch in about 10 seconds.
Sir, you need Jesus. No, Mike, when you rip your shirt off, are you the type of person that, you know, are you rocking the muscles or you just didn't care at that point?
Way back then, I don't want to say I was rocking the muscles, but I, you know, I was no Hulk, right? But I don't even know why I did it. It was like just so impulsive and it was so stupid, but I don't know.
You can't write something like that. You rip your shirt off, you're yelling at someone, and it turns out to be like Father John over there.
Yeah, oh yeah. He says, you know, "I'm sorry that you were robbed, but I'm a pastor at a church." And you instantly go from the Hulk to Ant-Man, right?
But also, why is the priest tailgating you like that?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Thanks, Mike. Rock on.
Wow.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, when were you a jerk? When were you a Walter? Curtis from Tacoma, tell us your story.
Yeah. Well, now I wish I had my shirt off. But,
there's still time.
I just have a very low level of I don't care about some things sometimes, and I think it just happened. You know, on the roads when you merge over and all that good stuff, I'm calling in because the dude looked like he's probably listening too, and I just let him know no hard feelings. But yeah, so the road was merging, and I was like, "Yeah, it's my turn, you know, zipper in."
Yeah.
Well, he's in a big truck. I'm in a little car, and well, I really don't care, so I'm gonna go over. He's moving in. I'm like, "Nah, it's my turn," and dude, straight up like bumps into my car. I just like look at him, roll my window down, give him a bird. Like, "Let me in, bro. Just it's my turn. I don't care. Dude, it's just paint."
What? Wow. So wait, he actually hit you?
What was that?
You actually, I mean, I'm sorry, you actually hit the guy?
oh no, I'm in my lane, and he comes in and nudges into my side.
Oh, my God. Just man. A little love tap?
Yeah, that's still frustrating.
Oh, a little love tap.
I tell you, that's one of the more infuriating things when driving or watching people not understand the whole concept of zipper merge. Like,
oh, my gosh.
It doesn't seem... I always think of that stupid PSA. I don't know if you ever heard it where they talk about it.
Zipper merge? I don't have a zipper. Oh,
it was a stupid PSA that was like the Washington State Department of Transportation did where they're trying to tell people how to work the zipper merge.
Zipper merge? I don't have a zipper.
But it doesn't seem like it's all that hard.
No, and even if you haven't learned that concept, it shouldn't be a hard thing to just naturally understand. You know
and
what
you
I mean?
You see some people that are just like, they're doing everything in their power. Like, they're riding the car in front of them just to make sure that you can't zipper in. And I'm like, bro, I do have a zipper.
And guess what? Like, you're not winning the race here. Like, we're all going slow. Ugh, people are the worst.
I'm looking at some of the text messages at 206-803-ROCK. This person says, I definitely was a Walter at my kid's soccer game last weekend. I yelled at the ref so loud that he actually turned around, and I had to apologize.
Oh, no. Oh. I don't ever want to be that parent that, like, embarrasses my kid at a game. I had some family members that were pretty well known for that, but they would thankfully watch from like the other side of the soccer field so that they weren't right next to the, like, you know, the bench or whatever. But yeah, it's very embarrassing when it's your family.
Yeah, if that's in your wheelhouse, that you yell at, like, maybe you should watch the game from your car. Oh, yeah. Windows up. It's music blasting.
You don't need any sideline coaching. Thank you.
Yeah, that's always been like a thing. I don't know if my daughter's ever going to do any kind of organized sports right now. I'm not getting that vibe, but you never know. I mean, I will yell at her ballet instructor when she's not teaching her the proper pirouette. I think that's the prop, right? That's how you handle it.
You make her the prima ballerina or else.
I bang on the glass. I'm like, come on, she's the best spinner in that room. What's in? I don't know if that's even a term. Someone said, Walter came out at Costco. Somebody tried to grab more than one bagel bite, and I yelled, bitch, save some for the rest of us.
Wow.
Everybody looked at me like I was a witch, LOL.
Wait, like in the samples?
That's what I'm guessing.
Oh, my God. Bagel bites, to be fair, are fantastic.
Also, yeah, I mean, if you see that there's other people waiting for samples, get your sample and get the F out. Like, no. This is... Well, Danny, are you going to get a full 5-course meal there?
No, I'm just waiting for all of the samples to come out, and I will take as many as I need, which is usually 4.
You take more than one?
You take multiple samples?
Of course.
I mean, I'll sometimes...
Bitch, save some for the rest of us.
I'll sometimes take 2 because I'm getting like 1 for me and 1 for Brad.
Yeah, I need 2 for me and 2 for Lynn.
Oh.
There are times though I'll go up there and I'll like grab like, you know, like whatever it is. And I'm like, I'll take 2. I'm like, 1 for my daughter. Like as if they're going to like say, sir, put that thing down.
The sample police is coming after
like,
you.
I'm like so like embarrassed that I'm taking more than 1. I'm like, I swear my daughter's right over there. She's sitting in the car. She's only 5. She's not able to get over here and take it herself, but it's 1's gonna go to her. In fact, maybe 1.5 of them are gonna go to her. I'm not gonna eat all the almonds. It's mostly for her.
Like, sir, we did not need the explanation. Have a good day.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? This man could hit 200 wins today.
Yeah.
You have 199 wins, 64 losses, 47 ties, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
Bitch, save some for the rest of us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.